afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Barb Cassidy. Barb, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
This afternoon, we have Barb here to talk about a new volunteer organization in Keokuk. Barb, can you tell us what this is?
Yes, this is the Volunteer Center of the Big River United Way. We are a new organization to the Southern Lee County area, with hopes of growing to the tri-state area as well. We are here to help support and build nonprofit organizations and other organizations and agencies through the use of growing and strengthening our volunteer base.
How did your organization come about?
A group of interested people in Keokuk, led by Dev Kadash, saw a real need to kind of pull together all the various volunteer groups going on around the community. Keokuk is this amazing place. There are just so many opportunities for volunteers, and volunteers are doing tremendous work. When you look around this community and you look at the volunteers working with the depot down by the river, and you look at the volunteers that work with Main Street, right downtown Keokuk, and you look at the volunteers working with the Girl Scout programs and the Boy Scout programs and the Y and the 4-H youth development programs and all the volunteers helping out with school events and activities, it's just this amazing place. Well, this group began to look at the volunteers and also looking for organizations that were in need of more volunteers, and thought it would be good to have a place to kind of, I'll use the word clearinghouse, having a place where volunteers interested in seeking a place where they could give their time and their talents to organizations could find interesting opportunities, and also a place where organizations and agencies could say, hey, we're in need of 5 volunteers to help us on Saturday to do a specific project. And so as they began looking at that, they also found out there was an opportunity for funding through the Iowa Commission on Volunteerism, which, of course, is out of the capital, Des Moines. And they had an opportunity for a Volunteer Generation Fund grant. This grant comes through the National Commission on Service out of the U.S. Capitol, of course. So the funding became available through a grant. This group very quickly put together a grant application as that happens. The story is, because this was before I was hired, but the story is 10 days. They found out about it, and they had 10 days. They completed it, and they submitted it. And 2 locations in Iowa were selected in 2012 to receive the funding. One was Keokuk, and the other was Dubuque. The Volunteer Generation Fund had already funded about 5 or 6 other locations around the state. So Keokuk is coming in to learn and build on the tales of some other volunteer centers that have been up and running for a few years.
When did you get involved? When did you join the organization?
I was hired to begin work in November of 2012. And so at that time, we really began, there's a really strong advisory board that works with this program as well. And we greatly benefit because we are under the umbrella of the Big River United Way. So I came on board to kind of, as a hired employee paid through the grant funds, to kind of help provide the regular, consistent structure and foundation. But working with the advisory board and working with the United Way board, those kinds of things are beginning to happen.
And that was going to be my next question. How is that process? You're going from nothing and starting to build. How has that process been?
And it's always interesting to grow something from the beginning, and yet it really wasn't the beginning, because, you know, certainly Dev Kadash had given great thought to what a volunteer center would look like or how it could benefit the community, and the interested people at the table, the advisory board and others who are interested as well, really drew that picture. So it really is a matter of kind of coming together and putting together the pieces that are available to us because of the grant funding and coming out of, again, those lessons learned from the other volunteer centers from the state of Iowa, who we can look at what they're doing, their successes, their failures, and build on those as well.
How did you personally decide that you wanted to get involved with this?
I come from a background of working with the 4-H Youth Development Program. I have 25 years working with university extension programs, both in for the University of Missouri and with University of Illinois as well. And so I always had worked with volunteers in my job. That, you know, extension is based on volunteers. If it wasn't for volunteers, that program truly could not happen and do the important work that it does. I also grew up in a family where volunteerism was extremely valued. My mother is a lifelong volunteer in literacy. My father is a lifelong volunteer with through the Kiwanis and other community church activities. And so I grew up knowing how important volunteering was to the community. So when I heard about the job and I saw it in the newspaper, it just was something that captured my attention and my heart, and I applied for it.
What are you working on right now? As you mentioned, you've been on board for a few months now. Where in the process are we at?
That's a great question. We've made headway in a lot of areas, and in other areas there's some work to be done, and that's, of course, always the case. One of the main things that we're working on right now, there is a web-based computer program called Volunteer Solutions that will soon be up. And when people Google or however they search for things on the web and they put in Keokuk volunteers or volunteers in Southern Lee County, what will happen is Volunteer Solutions will come up. An individual or a family could type into that their particular interest in a volunteer opportunity, something they would like to do, and all the volunteer opportunities in the community will come up. So if an agency and organization, again, is interested in locating volunteers that would help them with one specific project on a Saturday in April, they could input that information, and if an individual, again, a family or maybe a Girl Scout troop or a Boy Scout troop said, hey, we want to find something we can do in April to benefit the community, so they put in their information, those two would come together and connect. It's going to be a valuable tool, especially for those people who utilize computers and feel comfortable with searching for those kinds of things. Kind of as an aside, but one thing I think that would be really neat about this program is if we were ever in this area in a disaster, you know, the floods of 2008 mm-hmm. are so far away that we don't remember them. Someone who wanted to come and support our community through that time of disaster, who may live in Washington, D.C. or Florida or the state of Washington, could Google in and say, where do they need help in Keokuk, Iowa? And Volunteer Solutions would come up, and hopefully our need for those volunteers during that time would also come up as well.
That would spring a question to mind when it comes to, let's say, organization XYZ wants to do some work and clean up the park. Say someone from Hamilton says, you know what, I take my kids over there. I'm so close to Keokuk. Can anyone, if they see with this website, they see, oh, they need people to go clean up the park. We can head over and do that. They don't have to be from Keokuk. You kind of take advantage of the region.
Definitely. Very much definitely. You know, that's true, too, when you think about the Horner YMCA. Mm-hmm. It certainly serves the tri-state area very well. And so if they were in need of volunteers and someone who lived in Warsaw said, hey, I've always wanted to coach a soccer team, and maybe I can get on as a volunteer assistant coach out at the Y, that certainly would be available. And right now the grant is available to fund Southern Lee County, but because we're a part of the Big River United Way, which serves the tri-state mm-hmm. area, we are hoping to grow into the tri-state area as well. Right now our focus is Southern Lee County, but that's only because of the grant. That doesn't mean that if someone called me today from Clark County, Missouri and said, I'm in need of volunteers, that we wouldn't work on that.
One of the issues I would assume would come up with this is obviously when a lot of groups get going and people are helping and volunteering, you see a lot of those same faces. You got to get that base grown. Has your organization started talking about how do we grow the base? How do we get those people that are on the sidelines more involved?
Exactly, yes. And you're right. A lot of times, you know, the saying is if you want to get something done, you give it to a busy person because they'll know how to manage their time and get it done. And that's true. And there are a lot of people who are volunteering for multiple organizations throughout the community. And we want to see an increase in the people who do volunteer. Volunteering is so important to the health of an individual. You know, there's a lot of studies that would show people who volunteer and give their time and their talents to other organizations see great benefit from that, and it increases their own health. And the same would be true of the community. Then it's a much stronger community when we all volunteer and chip into organizations that need us to do that. So one of the ways that we hope to grow that is just making sure that those volunteer opportunities, those needs of those organizations and agencies are well marketed out there. People know about them because until you're asked to volunteer, you may not volunteer, number one, and because the number one reason people volunteer is they are asked to volunteer. So we want to make sure that people feel invited and are asked. And we also want to do it through an education process as well, helping people understand the benefits of volunteering to their own individual situation, their own family situation, and their community, and how greatly that it just improves everything for everyone when people are willing to be a part of all of that.
Do you get into the schools at all? Is that a vision here to teach the kids about the importance of volunteering?
Very much, yes. And sometimes the best way to teach people about volunteering is for them just to see it. And to kind of sit back and go, wow, that person's volunteering. I could do that too. And wow, that's a really great opportunity. But yes, we have visited with the school already. And there are a lot of really strong volunteers in the school system too. And yes, as we move forward, that is certainly one of our hopes and goals.
It sounds like the website is the biggest goal at this point here, getting that up and going. How close are we?
We're close. In fact, we're going to be kicking off the Volunteer Center, actually showcasing it or making our first kickoff on Tuesday, April the 9th in Estes Park, downtown Keokuk, where we will do several things. One is we'll help people see the website up and running so that they can kind of get an idea of how to get in and make it useful. But we'll also be recognizing our first volunteer of the month. We plan to recognize one volunteer in the area every month, and so that will be our time to do that as well as just get the public excited and enthused about what the Volunteer Center can do.
And I believe April is also significant in just the whole realm of volunteerism.
Exactly. National Volunteer Week is always held in April, and this year it's going to be April 21st through the 27th. And we'll have some other volunteer activities that we do out of the Volunteer Center during that month, but we also are encouraging other organizations to let us know what their needs for volunteers are.
Well, Barb, as I look at my clock here, we could keep talking about this, but we've run out of time. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
That was Barb Cassidy. She is the director for Keokuk's new Volunteer Center. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.